Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 192. Today is Saturday, November 16, 2019. I am your host, Lita. And joining me this week is my co-host, Nisi. I get it wrong every single time. I'm so not used to sitting on this side. Hey, guys. Hey, Periton. Hey, guys. Welcome, everyone.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's a Murloc invasion.
It is a Murloc invasion. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for coming and joining us. And obviously, it's lovely to have the support. And you know what? There's another kind of, can I say, like a Murloc in disguise who's here with us
I
this
think
week?
So.
Well, he's probably part of the Murloc army. I don't know. Is that the way to say it, Nobby? Would it be part of the Murloc army? Maybe? Perhaps?
We are definitely part of Team Murloc, absolutely.
Team Murloc. That's
it. Murloc herd.
Exactly. So everyone, Nobby has come to say hi and have a chat with us. So thank you, Nobby. I know it's crazy, crazy times over there for you. So thank you for hanging out. And we will try not to keep you for, you know, like for an extra long show or anything like that. But thank you. That's all I can say.
That's okay. Thank you very much for the invite to come on. I've been doing challenges now for a little while.
Yes.
And it's nice to come on and maybe give you some input.
Excellent. Well, we do love that. And we love as much as there is, you know, there is so many people doing the challenges, which is fantastic. And thank you guys for the support and all of that. One, it's good fun. Two, it's good fun. And three, oh my God, it's good fun. So anyone who's, you know, what can I say? The 3 points. So thank you. And it's nice to get a newer person to the challenges perspective as well. So we do appreciate that. What I was going to say something has completely gone out of my brain because obviously I've not had enough coffee today. So anyway, we will have a chat with Nobby and find out. Nobby, can you please tell us about yourself, the player behind the character, please?
Okay, so my name is Nobby, everyone. Hello, welcome, and obviously thank you for tuning in. I left home at 16 and went and joined the Royal Navy. And from there on in was drafted straight out to Desert Storm. Did a yacht race from Rio de Janeiro to Cape Town as well in my time. A 38-foot yacht across the Atlantic, which was fantastic. 3 weeks across, yep. And I didn't see land for 3 weeks. Mainly I was playing PC games when I was younger, growing up in early teens. And then I went into the Navy, left everything behind. And then when I came back, it was all consoles. The age of consoles had sprouted. So this was probably mid-90s. So it was always sort of PlayStations and Xboxes and all that going through my late teens and early 20s. And then it got back into PC gaming and discovered my roots. I do a lot of videos on YouTube, Let's Plays and Let's Learn, sort of more tutorials. The main one relevant to you guys will be the Trade Skill Master tutorials that I've done, which is a 9-episode sort of beginner-friendly. Guys, if anyone's looking into making gold, there is a Trade Skill Master tutorial out there for you.
Nice. Excellent. Wow, there we go. And obviously, we will get all your details so people can find out where to go to look for these things. Because, you know, even on the challenge too, you do want to make, you know, well, it might be only me, but you do want to see how much gold you can make on a challenge tune. I do. It's fun.
Challenge tunes are a great way to get your gold, though, because, you know, you can, once you've died off, potentially, you just transfer everything across to your main. It's easy gold because you can't equip any of your greens, so get them on the auction house.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Easy. Do you want to ask the next one? Sorry.
Okay. That's all right. So how long have you been playing WoW? And when did you first start trying the challenges?
So me playing Warcraft was Rach's fault. You'll see Balkitty WoW in chat. That's my better half, Rach. And it was her fault I started playing Warcraft. She got... yeah, everyone wave. She was playing it when we met, and that was about 10 years ago. Wow. We're getting on for 10 years. So I joined Warcraft early, well, just at the end of Kata, just before Pandaria came out, and we got in with a bunch of friends, created a guild, and then we raided through Pandaria and onwards from there. So I've been playing WoW for 8 or 9 years. And my first challenge tune was actually Perrotin's community one he did. So that was maybe March time. So I'm very new blood to the whole challenge environment.
Nice. Oh, well, that's awesome. And that was, what did you roll for your very first challenge tune?
To be honest, he did a random roll using your tool, and I cannot for the life of me remember what it was. I think I may have been a shaman, actually.
Okay.
But even though that was my very first one, I can't remember what it was. I had so much fun on the night with the draw that I can't remember what I rolled.
Nice, nice. But I mean, obviously, since then, so you've been doing challenge tunes for a good, say, 8 months, which is fantastic, and welcome, and all of those things. But currently, what challenge tune are you focused on? And as in also class and race, because I always find that's an intriguing thing. And why? What, for the challenge, why are you focused on that?
So the way I work with my challenges is I don't just focus on one. I've literally got half a dozen challenge tunes and I work through rested bonus. So I'll give them a couple of levels, burn off the rested, and I go and park them up for a week.
I don't know anyone who does that, Nobby. Well. I don't know either.
Most of us, I hope.
Yeah.
Absolutely. When you work full time and you've only got evenings and weekends to try and cram it in as well as do other things as well, it's so much easier to jump on when you're rested. Just focus for that couple of hours, burn through that rested, and then move on to the next one. So in order then, we have an Iron Man hunter, a dwarf hunter because of the stone form, and that is level 32 currently, not died yet.
Nice.
We do also have a warrior. Now, I did think of going Fury Warrior, which is what I've always mained, hence the panda on the picture. Unfortunately, though, I found it a little bit squishy compared to a prop.
Okay.
So that one is being leveled as a prop. And that one is only level 20 currently. Again, we're still alive and kicking on that one. And that one was a panda as well. So I've got the Panda Warrior going. Green Man we have, level 15. That is a Paladin, a Ret Pally. So a bit of heals and sort of self-survival. The Working Man we have is a Human Hunter. I tend to, even though I'll roll Dwarves and the Panda, and I've got a few humans knocking about, I will always do the sort of human zone, so I'll always do Westfall, down to Redridge for half of it, down to Duskwood for all of it. I always go the same route every time, just because of the knowledge of the quests. And then I've also got another warrior and another prop warrior, Bloodthirsty, on the go at level 17 as well. So there's a fair few there. They're all still alive and they're all just getting rested. So yeah, not too bad at all.
Yeah. So you know, just a couple. Just a couple.
Just a few.
Like Nisi and me, we only have, you know,
Just a couple.
I need my toes, but yeah, just a couple.
The hard thing's always just taking stock when you log on to remember which one you're on and what you can and can't do.
Now here's my tip for you as to that, because I had that issue way back. Was it last year? No, it might have been the year before. That's why I have iron liters, blood liters, and passy liters, and jade or green liters, because I did something really dumb and started questing on a bloodthirsty when I thought she was an iron. So yeah, I decided to change the whole naming convention, Nobby, because I was like utterly devastated when I realized. I'm like, oh, okay, whoops, that was not supposed to happen. So
yeah, those exclamation marks can be like magnets, can't they? You just want to mm-hmm. go and click it to see what it's going to give.
I know, just like they want to talk to me. they want
to
give me
for
something.
For me to try to keep them straight, I actually, the server that my main is on is connected to another server. Mm-hmm. So most of my challengers are on the connected server. So I know that's my challenge server, but I can still, when they die, send the stuff back over to my bank alt on the main server.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, what I do
a little bit is,
yeah, all mine are on the same server as well, separate to what my main characters are on. And I'll start with the irons, and then I'll do the working man, because again, that's no green gear, but you can just do professions. And then I'll go on to the green man and the bloodthirsty, because obviously they can wear green gear, just to sort of separate them out that way. That's my leveling order.
That's good. Yep. And again, you know, it's one of those things, whatever works for you. So it's just, you know, sometimes you do have to remember when you're playing multiple challenge, you know, the challenges across many tunes, that, yeah, sometimes you should stop, think, you know, not stop hammer time. It's stop. Look at your tune. Is it wearing green gear?
Yeah.
And then go from there. So,
Do I have professions on these bars? You know, what is happening?
What's going on? Exactly. What's going on? Yeah. Exactly.
Check your character screen, check your profession tab, check your quest log. Mm. Yeah.
Or be like Stir. And, you know, look, not everyone can be like Stir. He says, even easier to play just one tune.
Stir. I think it's harder or to play just one tune.
What? It's easier to be a serial killer. Stir, no killing off your toon, please. Like, between, I don't know, is it him, Azzy, and who else just died?
Ash. They keep trying to stick Zaya in there. They keep trying to throw me in there. Yeah. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Enough, guys. And the worst part of it was, right after Stir had typed that, and I looked in general, I had just logged on to my big level blood currently, and I'm like, really? No.
Boys. Yeah. Keep your voodoo over there, please. That's the way to do it. Exactly. Oh, okay. All right.
Now, you haven't been playing for as long as some people have, but so far in your journey, have you had a memory that just sticks with you and that it's your best one?
Yeah. I've not died yet. Believe it or not, I've had a few tunes.
Nice.
The one with Perrotin, we just left on the server they were on because they were completely separate to everything else. The priest we did for your power word is still level 50 and sat on the EU servers, not gone anywhere. So far, I've not had an official iron or challenge to death. But my most fondest memory would have to be the night we did the draw for Perrotin's community challenge, because that was get yourself a beer, crack open a tinny, and just laugh at everybody else's misfortune. Because Rach, what did you get? A gnome warrior. A gnome warrior is the first challenge too. So it was really good fun. That was like the best three hours of a challenge so far, was the actual random draw that we did using your tool on the website there.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Mind you, you know, gnome warriors, kid, they can be very cute. So that's, you know, that is awesome. But it's good. What a great thing that there are so many communities around that, one, are supportive. And again, Peridon and Chris and all of those over there, thank you guys for your support with this. And we love it. We love the fact that
absolutely
you do all these, you know, these things. It is a lot of fun. And sometimes that's, you know, that's what it is. We can all be so serious with a lot of stuff that's going on, but it's nice to be able to, you know, take some time out and just have some laughs over something like that. So what an amazing memory, Nobby. That's something that, you know, makes my heart happy to hear.
It was. Things and like that. Hopefully, yeah. It'll be an annual thing now as well. So nice. That first night where everyone's getting the character drawn will just be an absolute crack. It really will.
That sounds great. Fantastic. All right. So tell us, especially with, obviously, your questing tunes, and you'd mentioned the Power Word Classic contest that we had a few months ago that you came in. Now, am I correct? You came in third highest?
We did, yeah. There was me and Rach, and we were both still alive at level 50 at the end of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is well done. Nice. Fantastic. So what do you look at for leveling your challenge zones? Like, do you have particular zones that you really enjoy leveling to? Or is there, you know, something that you're running at the same like a normal tune, or have you had to like really adjust for leveling challenge tunes?
You do have to scale back a little bit on your normal tunes. Even without heirlooms, you can just burn through the content nowadays.
Yeah.
It's not really a challenge at all. Iron tune wise, since they've changed the starting zones now to be 10 to 60.
Yeah.
You'd obviously do maybe the first one to get through, and then you'd save the other three until your late 50s to hope for white gear drop.
Yeah.
So that's changed slightly. Before then, it was always do all the starting zones, get to about level 20, 22. And then from there on, I would always go and do the human route. So you do your Elwyn, you do your Westfall. I'd go down and do Redridge as far as the sneaky key bit with all the wolves in the pen.
Yes.
And then straight over to Duskwood. Yeah, all of Duskwood. And then from there, it can get a bit of hit or miss which way you go. You know, you can go straight to the Swamp of Sorrows now, straight down to Badlands now, whatever the preference is. So me, personally, always the same route. I'll do the starting zone of whichever class or race of tune I'm on, and then it's straight to Westfall after that. And then I go the same route every single time. Just knowledge of the quests, where you're up to, what you can and can't handle, the rares that you can take on. That's the way I go every time, without fail.
Nice. And with, obviously, looking forward to the changes and all of that, we've already had significantly changes with the way that we play, especially, you know, starting zones. Now we can go, you know, you can go in there at anything between 1 and 60. Are you finding that it has opened up more opportunity? Do you think it's more ultra challenge friendly for questing for you?
I think it is at the moment. It'll be interesting, obviously, with Shadowlands at some point next year, when you can potentially do one whole zone from 10 to 50, although it'll probably be two on a challenge two, without the XP buffs and things. But for now, it is just do the one starting zone and leave them until your late 50s in the chance that you'll get some white gear to carry you through sort of 60 to 65.
Yeah.
So I think it does make it a little bit easier and gives you a little bit more choice towards the end of those late 50 levels as to where you go before you start hitting Outland.
Seems like you've got a good plan. Excellent.
Yeah. Always good to have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said you haven't died yet, but do you have any memories of a close call that it almost happened?
Yeah, me and Rach are doing Iron Team as well. Currently level 38 and still alive, but we were down. Rach was the priest discipline healer, so a bit of deeps. And I am a rep pally, so again, deeps with a bit of heals. It's a good combination for a team, but we thought we could take on the two named mobs down in Red Ridge that you have to get the weapons off in the chest.
Yep.
The archer and the melee guy down near the walls, the sneaky key bit. And they almost got us. They really did. We were pushing through those two and then ended up with two of the scouts spawn as well.
Oh, no.
So it was close.
Yeah.
Very close. But we did manage to get through it just about.
Wow.
With a bit of panic bubbles and heals.
Yeah.
We pulled through.
Oh,
but
man,
that was a very close call for both of us, to be fair.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
All of the trauma ever. That's
if
one
it was just the two...
afterwards.
If it was just the two named mobs and you were on your own, you're like, yeah, I know not to touch that. Mm. Not a chance. Unless somebody else has gone in and you can just tag a kill. Not a chance. But we were like, yeah, go on. We'll do it. There's two of us. What could possibly go wrong? And yeah, it nearly did.
All of the things. Whenever you have to stop and say, what could go wrong? It's going to be all of the things. Oh, man. So, do you have any thoughts on what the most unfriendly zone would be for a challenge carrier?
I do. Now, in all honesty, I've not been to them yet. But I've watched Perrotin, and he tried, as a bit of a trial, he went and tried Ungoro Crater, and yeah.
Oh no.
After watching 10 minutes of his streaming Ungoro, I would never, ever take a challenge tune there, whether it be a green or an iron. Not a chance. He was trying to sneak round through dinosaurs. It was just too many and too random patrol paths to avoid it.
Oh, Perrotin, no.
Yeah.
He
says
survive.
He survived.
Yes, he did.
Crazy, crazy, I tell you.
I know.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Well, yeah, from what I've seen, you know, we watch him pretty much every night when he's doing his challenge teams. That is the one zone would absolutely be no Goro Crater.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fire, sir.
I miss old Ungoro Crater. I really do. I mean, there was literally just the one dinosaur that would hunt you down. But other than that, there was, you know, it was, yeah, I miss old. I sometimes miss old things, but that's cool. So for you, Nobby, as much as you've had a lot of amazing experiences, and as Chris says in the chat room, it's nice to have the disclaimer that he's never lost a tune before you hear his stories, which is good. Stories, you know, stories are always good. We love stories. But for you, what do you think your main advice, if someone said, I'm going to try a challenge tune, what would you say to them? And do you have any, like, tips or tricks that you want to share with us?
The first thing I'd say is absolutely go for it. Give it a go. You can just face palm, burn through the content currently, and even more so when the next expansion comes out. So experience it, take your time. If you've never read the story and the lore before, it's a good chance to do that as well, and catch up on the quests themselves, read through them all. Take your time. It's not a race. You see people burn through the levels and then all of a sudden they're dead at level 40 and you're like, well, if you'd have just slowed down a bit. Tip-wise, Nisi will agree, I'm sure, have more than one and use your rested, definitely. It makes a difference. Absolutely use your rested. You know, focus for a couple of hours, burn through your rested, park them up for a week. At least you're not going to die in an inn. You might get drunk, but you're not going to die.
Nice. I think that is. And again, you know, the good thing about this is there are so many people that play in all different styles, and you can take a bit from, you know, here and a bit from there, and you create it and make it your own. So thank you. Thank you for sharing your journey with us so far and your journey with your challenge tunes. We really love to hear it. And Altaholic for the win. Thank you. That's always, always a good thing. So we do love that. But Nobby, do you want to tell us how has your week in WoW been? Regardless of whether it's been challenge tunes, tell us, hit us with all the things.
All right, so it's been fairly quiet in Warcraft for us at the moment. It's that time of year when we're busy with Christmas coming up, dare we say, 6 weeks. Rach is busy with cat shows as well, so she's out every other weekend. So it's been fairly quiet, and we tend to do things together. Mm-hmm. So we've got the US account currently. We're burning through our Warlords of Draenor flying, which we've now got. Mm-hmm. So we're moving on to the Legion grind for that, which is a pain, but it has to be done. Mm-hmm. And then on our EU accounts, we've also got BFA flying this week as well. So that's now done. Mm-hmm. And then I've really only done a couple of levels this week on the Bloodthirsty and the Working Man. Mm-hmm. And the Working Man, I think, will be in our top 10 tonight.
Nice.
And that's pretty much all I've done. It's been quiet. I've been pushing some videos out there on the YouTube as well. But in WoW, that's about your lot. Lots of grindy this week, so not very exciting, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Some weeks just work out like that, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, it's busy without being, you know, feeling like you're going left, right and center and running around like a, you know, like you're chasing your tail. So, but congratulations. Yeah,
it's just having to get up and go to actually do it. It's like, no, I've got to do this again, you know. Yeah. But
real life. IRL. Mm-hmm. IRL. Sometimes. Yes. We understand. Absolutely. That. Congratulations, though, on flying for BFA. Yes. On your EU account. That is fantastic. And on WOD flying, that will definitely, you know, flying does come in handy for challenge tunes, which is nice. And good luck on working on your Legion, which is, you know, Pathfinder, how we love
the... Yeah, I'm still working on that one, the first part.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a joy to behold, isn't it, Pathfinder? But yes, we need to do it for the challenge tunes, if nothing else, so, we're working on it.
Yeah, it does. Apologies
if you can hear cattle wailing. We've got literally a new kitten today, and it's
That's okay. What's the new cat's name?
He's a red Maine Coon, and he's called, his breed prefix is West Lakes, mm-hmm. and we've called him Flynn Fairwind. So you'll like that.
Nice. Oh. Very cute. Okay. Well, thank you, Nobby, for telling us about your week. Niecy.
Yes.
Don't look like you've been busy. What's going on?
No, you know, I'm not that busy.
Not that busy? No.
No. No. Okay. No.
Tell us.
No.
Hit us.
Quiet week.
Hit us with it.
We still have the Bloodthirsty stream going strong on Wednesday nights. So mm-hmm. this week, I didn't lose anybody this week, so yay. Got the Hunter to 47. Got mm-hmm. the Holy Priest to level 14. My monk's still kicking at 77. She's almost out of Ice Crown. Almost. I've got a couple more levels. I've got my Druid to level 16, my Guardian Druid.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, over the course of 2 weeks, managed to get the Warlock back in action, and mm-hmm. they hit 96, and I think it's the fact that it's WoD, and I'm just so done with WoD. I've had like two tunes die there, and I'm just like, you know, I don't have the satisfaction of getting out of the zone. I've just died there, so mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, it never ends in Warlords of Draenor. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I've got two more levels, and I'm out of there for a while. And I'm just trying to use that to keep me going. But mm-hmm. it's slow when you start to get to the 90s, and it takes about 6 to 8 hours, depending on what you're killing. So it's a tough sledding on that one. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she got there. And I'm also working in Classic a little bit on the side.
Mm-hmm.
a Bloodthirsty using as a trial run for if we do manage to get the API access that, mm-hmm. and if we do decide to track Bloodthirsty in that. I just, you know, I'm doing a trial run. I'm doing a mage. It's interesting out there on a mage in Classic. Mm-hmm. It's good that you can make your own food and water. That's very helpful financially. I regret learning water level 2 because while it does return more mana, you make 4 bottles of water in one conjure. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, I'm going to blow through 4 bottles in 5 minutes. No. So I tried to get, you know, close to 20 or if not over 20. So I don't have to make it for a while. However, you make like 8 and then you have to drink 1. And then you have to make another 8. I'm like, yeah, okay. This is going to take a little bit before I can actually get going. But she is very, very scarily and timidly working in Loch Modan at the moment. Just running up and down the road. Pegging things off from the road. And once in a while, a guard decides to run up and say, hey, you're killing something. I want a piece of that. But so far, it's been very, very interesting because, you know, the mobs are resisting half the spells. And I'm like, I'm like, run away. I don't have blink. Oh, God. So I'm like backing up down the road, trying to hit Frost Nova and trying to time out, you know, my fire blast. And I'm like, oh, God, this is not going to go well. But, you know, so far, she's still alive. She's a 12.
Yay.
Not a big accomplishment, but, well, you know, she's alive.
12's okay. We're getting there. Yeah, double digits. Know, nice.
Slowly. Yeah. It took a while to get there. I think I've got a whole bunch of training to do, and I'm like, oh, looking at my bank account, I'm like, oh, all right, we're gonna have to pick and choose what we want. But I don't think I learned polymorph yet because I didn't have the funds to do it. And I'm like, well, I'm a mage. I'm trying to pick off single targets. If I'm in a fight with 2, I'm done. So I don't really think I'm gonna get polymorph just yet. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's like, well, yeah, okay. And I will say that. Back into retail, the trivia question, I don't think you guys really understand how awesome this is that we have this for 2 months, because this is going through up to the beginning of January, the first couple days into it. This is fantastic. My iron's been getting 20,000 plus experience for one question, and I'm like, yeah, okay, because then when you log in on your pacifist and you do one daily, it's 13, and I'm like, oh, wow. So it's actually been helping a lot. It helped to boost my iron up to level 79, and then I actually, because of the trivia contest, have had a reason to get myself to log in on her, on the pacifist, and do my fishing and cooking daily and the trivia question, so I did manage to get her to 93 this week somehow. But
nice,
because all of my dig sites are yucky, so I've just been like in this weird section with her where I'm like, nah. So I'm just like, I don't want to log in because she's a priest, so I have no stealth.
Yeah.
So I can't just stealth through the dig sites and be like, oh yeah, you know, I can do this, I can do that. I'll just sap this one. Nope.
Yeah.
It's no. We have to get a little more creative on how we're gonna handle her. Mm. But you know, that question has just been fantastic in helping move her along.
Nice. I mean, it. What can I say? Free XP is free XP.
Oh yeah.
Obviously, absolutely. Not for Bloods, but you know, for everyone else.
Bloodthirsties are the unwanted stepchildren. Unwanted redhead stepchildren that get no love. Mm-hmm. Now, the Bloodthirsties can go and buy the balloons that are down there. That's about all you can do.
Nisi, you can who wants freaking balloons when you're a Blood? You want the XP. You want XP.
You'd be surprised. Some people like to roleplay it a little bit. Yeah, well. But, you know, that's the only thing you can do on a Bloodthirsty. So at least you are partially included. But it's still like, here's your cookie, go in the other room.
Mm.
But, you know, it's something.
Yeah. That's like, if it's not XP, it's crap. Exactly. Thank you, 5. Exactly. You know, it's just something. Like...
At least you get balloons. I mean, you're not going to get anything for Winter's Veil, so, well,
you know.
Presents for you.
It gets a bit like that. You know, there is no love for Bloods, but... It is one of those things that, you know, it is a cross to bear, so to speak. Hey, Nobby, you're back.
Hello again.
There we go. So the cats.
If I told you what happened, you wouldn't believe me.
Tell us. Nobby disappeared for a little bit because what happened, Nobby?
We have a Moggy. God bless her. She's 10 years old now. The old bird.
Cow bag. She's a bit of a lump. She likes her food.
Yeah.
And we've been off all week, and we've played games. We've been on the PCs. The PCs have been on pretty much 24/7.
Yeah.
And nothing's happened. And then the one time you're live on somebody's podcast, Cowbag decides to sit on top of the PC tower and manages to get a fat backside in the power button. So the cat's literally just turned the PC off.
Oh! Nice. We've had that clever kitty. Before.
We've actually taken pieces of like detergent bottles that are hard plastic and taped them over the power button so the cat couldn't step.
Wow.
I wouldn't mind. It's a flush power button as well, so God knows how she's managed.
That is awesome. Oh, look, you know, the good thing is you're back. And there is nothing quite like a live show when something just hiccups a little bit. Thankfully, it's not me. So I'm all good. I'm like, you know, normally something goes wrong with me. So
at least there's one thing. I was on here and not leveling a challenge tune. If I was leveling a challenge tune, that would have been my first death. Yeah. How did you die? Well, actually.
You say I got cow bagged.
I've had a cat disconnect the power plug to the router in the wall and kill me.
Wow.
Yeah. So you were very lucky that you were not on a challenge.
Very lucky. Absolutely. All right. Okay. So anyway, welcome back, Nobby. Thank you. Thank you, Cowbag, for, you know, sending Nobby to, yeah. Anyway, Cowbag, I'll have to have a look. Have you got a photo? It's Moggy's.
Rach will have, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I'll have to have a look. Moggy's are so cute. I like Moggy's. All right, thank you, Niecy, for sharing your week, and I'm glad that you've had a good week all round, and obviously trivia has worked. Yes. Trivia has worked really, really well for you. Speaking of trivia, oh my God, yeah, it's fantastic.
Absolutely.
I've currently got 16, 18, 24 tunes. I am running through trivia daily. That's not even all my tunes, but I kind of had to pick a spot. And I was like, yeah.
I'm glad I'm running so many Bloodthirsties because I could not do that many irons or questing challengers. I could not do that many every day.
Well, not all of them's challenges. Just under half are challenge tunes. So, but yeah, I've just leaving them planted right in front of the quest giver. It's just like, you know what, for that little bonus, don't care.
Yeah.
Not worrying about it. Yeah. Let's get that, you know, nice juicy XP. So I've really enjoyed it. The main reason though was obviously I've been trying to do the pacifist first. So this week the Tauren Druid hit 48 and my Night Elf Rogue hit 98 today.
Wow. Both in the eights there.
Yeah. So who would have thunk it? I've got a 98 rogue. Passy. One, I've got a rogue.
You could do it.
Two, I've got a freaking passy. Wow. So, yeah, I've been channeling my inner fair. And today, I was like one bubble short after I did cooking, fishing, dailies, plus trivia. And I'm looking at it. I'm just going, I am not going. I'm not leaving that. So we went out. I had a look at the dig sites. There was a dig site in Tanaris. Oh. Shung. I'm like, I'm right here. Let's go to. Yep. And, you know, did the dig site and dinged 98. So I was doing some archaeology. So that was really good. And it was a safe spot. Relatively safe spot. So that was.
Which are hard to really find good. For the dig site. So you lucked out on that one.
And you know what? And then the next dig site, when it came, had moved across about like 500 meters. So I was like, sweet.
Oh, man.
Nice. Yeah, because that...
I love you.
That's not going to happen often. So I'm really happy about that. The passies are going along pretty well. As for the bloods, I didn't get to run all the bloods this week, but I did get the panda hunter hit 23, my human warlock hit 32, gnome warlock hit 33, and my night elf priest hit 48. So we've managed to get a few of those done. Iron teams, so Tim Tam Slamming 4 hit 41 this week. So we're traveling slowly, but we're getting there. So that's good. And Working Man, which is, I keep calling it Blue Man all the time. I'm like, I'm going to go play my Blue Man. Oh, Working Man. So we ended up killing the third one, which was my gnome warlock at 15 to the Dark Iron Dwarves in Dunmoro. I hate those. Buggers. Anyway, so I rolled another one, but this time I decided to go Night Elf Hunter because I was like, yeah, let's just go right down. We'll just go Night Elf Hunter. We'll see how we go. So she's at 23 as of this morning. So I only killed one toon. Yay. Last week, I think I killed three. So, you know, so that was pretty good. So other than that, it's been an interesting week. But with that, let me find my bumper. Let's go into this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Rogue Slayer cracks me up. Alrighty. So, just a couple of things before we get to the state of the challenges, before I completely forget. Now, as for people that support us on PayPal, just want to let you know, Stone sent me through a message to say, look, if you want to cancel your PayPal and go through Twitch or Patreon, would be easier at the moment. However, we have got a new website coming. So once we get the new website up and going, then everything's going to get changed over to me for PayPal and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, so we just want to kind of put it out there to the Iron Elite or anyone that's supporting. If you do want to, Twitch or Patreon is normally the easiest way. PayPal we can do, but it's a little trickier to get around. But again, any support is we're most grateful for. So thank you guys on that. The other thing I want to just make a huge reminder of, because the WoW 15th anniversary is going for quite some time, and Nisi.
Yes.
There. That way. Has done a fabulous write-up over on wowchallenges.com. If you are unsure as to, you know, what you can do on which type of tune, please go and check it out. Please just remember that the buff from the 15th anniversary that you click on and put on yourself does not come off. Okay? You can't,
no, it doesn't.
You can't get rid of it. So if you put it on, it does not come off. So it's just a reminder on that. But other than that, the trivia is up for a daily trivia, which is very, very handy for everybody but a bloodthirsty or the bloodthirsty teams.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, utilize it.
Free XP.
Free XP is free XP. Absolutely. Okay, so let us see how our state of the challenges have gone this week. So, you know what? I'm going to throw it. Nobby, irons. Irons is all you. So hit us with how the irons went this week, please.
I will. And there have been a few deaths looking at it. All right, so in 10, Terra Word, level 69, still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Ninth is Ash died, and they did, at 72, RIP. Cellular at number 8, RIP again, at 75, ouch. Number 7 is Soul Foo, 79, still going strong.
Number 6, Azzy. 79 again, alive. 92 is in 5th at 87. Cargus, 4th, 87 RIP. Ouch. Porster is 3rd at 98. Feral Lyric is 2nd at 99. And in the league this week, number 1, top spot, Jangler at 112.
Nice, Jang's well going. Done. Going well, excellent. And obviously, guys, wow, rip this week. Whew, that's a bit rough. So sorry to those that lost your tunes. Let's have a look at Bloods. Nisi, hit us with all our fabulous Bloodthirsties, please.
Okay, so I know Taco has to do these backwards or she's getting flagged in game, but we're gonna do it both ways. So it's Ocatel Nuit or Twinkle Taco at 43. Me C in the 9th spot at 47. 8th this week, we have Delana at 48. 7th, we have Bloodletha at 48. Mm-hmm. Nice job. 6th, we have 5 Chesty at level 50. We did have one not make it this week in 5th, Blood Trap 2 at 63 RIP. 4th, we have Gore Crazed at 67. Looks like Rogue Slayer's back at it with her Bloodthirsty. Nice job. And 3rd, we've got Sulfist at 77. 2nd, Zaya Barra at level 80. And number 1, Soul Stoned at 96.
Well done. Nisi, what's this? There's only like 3 of you.
Others were their babies, so they didn't
make it. Okay, all right. That's okay. There,
I have video proof.
Nice. No, well done. And obviously commiserations on Blood Trap 2 on that one. All right, let's have a look at the pacifist. Nobby, who have we got for the passies this week, please?
Well, it looks like a good week this week. There's no deaths, believe it or not. Right, so in 10, we have Passilita, 48. In 9th, we have Peace Out at 50. And in 8th, we have 5 Chesty, also at 50. Elisarine, 7th at 53. Tibet, 6th at 67. And Asha's Passy, level 71, is 5th. Into the top 4 we go. Alyssa Koska, 4 at 74. Gentle Soul, 3rd at 93. Passy Alita again, 2nd at 98. Well done, you.
Thank you.
And top spot this week, Passive 12 and Massive 104. Well done.
Nice. Well, very nice. Done. That's a nice looking list there of the Passies. No deaths. Well done, guys. Awesome. All right, Nisi, hit us with the tins and the greens, please.
All right, so tins. There were no deaths on the tins list this week. Well, there might have been deaths. It's the
technically,
tins, but, you know, technically there probably were many, but you know.
But we don't count
those. We're
not
counting them, so it's okay. It's your scouts. Mm-hmm. We've had 2 tins out there working this week, and we have in 2nd, Kreastus at 37, and number 1, Kassite at 44. So,
interesting. Only two tins this week.
You know, I'm surprised there aren't more scouts or tins running to get a handle on things. But, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe people know what they're doing. Now, for greens. Greens, we have no deaths in the top 10, so good job for you guys. And 10th place, we have Revenge at 61.
Great name.
9th, we have Pharisea? I don't know Fair. Fair at 62. I tried. Soul Flame in 8th place at 63. 7th, we have Green Adelic at 69. 6th, we have Pug at 73. 5th, we have Little Bit Verdi at 77. 4th, we have Little Bit Green at 80. 3rd place, we have Celadon at 80. Second, we have Sky Green at 87. Rogue Slayer's been busy this week. Mm-hmm. And first, we have Zaya Geva at 101. Nice job, Greens.
Nice. Very well. Excellent. All right. Nobby, Working Man, who have we got for that?
All right. So we have 8 in the running this week. Number 8 is Employed Taco at 13.
Nice.
Number 7, Blue Lita, 15, RIP.
Yep.
Those darn dark irons in Dunmorrow. Work It Assy is 6th at 18. Pamea, 5th at 20. My Little Working Man, Harry Kane, is 4th at 23.
Nice.
Blue Lita, 3rd at 23 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylee, 2nd, 41. And Fair, Ferristella, at 92 in first. Well done.
Nice.
Nice job.
Well done. Alrighty. Okay, Nisi, hit us with the teams. How did all the teams do this week?
We have a few teams this week. So for Iron Teams, we have 3. We have 3rd place, Tim Tam Slammin' 4 at 41. 2nd place, Not Losing Us at 61. And first for Iron Teams this week is 4 Doors Down Mon at 69. For Blood Teams this week, we've got 1, 5 and Taco with the Deadly Corgi Assassination Squad at level 30. And Green Teams also, I believe, 5 and... No, I don't know if it's 5 and Taco, but it is Taco as part of it. The Trash Heap has spoken, Nya, at 26.
Nice. Oh, Not Losing Us is Periton. Congratulations, Periton. Awesome. Very job. Nice. 61. Well done. All right. And I have to say, I don't know. Taco and Five have had some of the best names of teams. Like seriously, guys. It's hilarious. Hilarious.
Like,
mm-hmm. Very good. We love it. Okay. All right. Let's have a look here. But again, got a little bit rough this week on looking at the challenges. Commiserations to everyone who lost a tune this week. It can be a bit rough, but well done on leveling, and good luck for next week. Now, let us go to... Where's my bumper? Hang on, let's do this one, because I can never get enough of this one. Not that one.
News.
Not that one later. Damn it! I was trying to get through a whole show without, like, stuffing something up. Anyway, that's not the one I was going to go with. I was going to do... Hang on. I don't know if he's in the chat room. Did he go for dinner? Anyway.
Yeah, I think he went to dinner.
Sorry.
Thanks, Stone. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. All right, let's have a look. Have I got the right bumper this time? Let's see.
This just in. It's chit chat.
Oh, well, at least it was the right one. So that's at least a positive. Yay. Okay. Now, yeah. Okay. I know it's in there, but we're Nobby. This one's going to be for you. I haven't change the color. You're going to do this. I'm going to play his bumper because we do, you know, again, we appreciate the effort that he put into this. And I think everyone needs to get to hear a little bit of, you know.
I thought it was cute this week.
It's, you know, yeah. So let's play the bumper and then it's over to you, Nobby. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's do this.
As he's pun.
Okay. I love those crickets.
What? Yeah, I do love those crickets. I'm picturing tumbleweed myself right now. Okay. What do you get? What do you get if you put a duck in a cement mixer? Quacks in the pavement. Whack whack ubs.
Oh, that is cute. Azzy, look, see? That is cute. That's another cute one. I like when you do the cute ones. That's actual goal. It's very cute. Thank you, Azzy. We do appreciate that you take time to, you know, to search for puns and, you know, probably not far and wide, but we appreciate that. So thank you very much for that. Okay, now we have another little section, which is called the Challenger Tip of the Week. And this is something that, you know, again, for everyone, you've got tips and tricks and all those kinds of things. And please send them in and let us know, and we can add it to the document that I'm compiling, so we can have stuff up on the new website and all of that kind of thing. But this week I'm going to pass it over to Nisi. That way, as to what is your challenger tip of the week that you would like to share with everyone, please.
Okay. So, I know it's been said before, and I know this is one that you, reiterate a lot, but mm-hmm. it's definitely go with your gut and your instinct. I mean, even if you haven't looked up a quest, if you're looking at the quest text and what they're telling you to do, and they tell you to go kill somebody with a name, or if you're looking at, oh, wow, this quest is going to give me a lot more experience than the other one did, there might be a reason why. You know, just if you're starting to run into a situation and you're like, I don't know about this, then you should probably stop and either look it up, refer or defer to someone else that may have done that quest before, or just not do it, because there's probably a reason why you're having this little cue ping off in the back of your head of, I don't know about this, or something feels like it's not probably a good idea, then mm-hmm. just stop, back up and either reevaluate the situation or just don't do it at all. Yeah.
That's right. Back the truck up, as they say. But no, I think that is a really good point, because I know, and I would have to say 99.9% of the time, if my gut's telling me, you know, Lita, you really should walk away from this. But I'm like, yeah, she'll be right. Dead.
Yeah, every single time. Incidents this week on my iron where I was out questing. Like, I had done the quest a long time ago on a main. And I thought I was queuing up something in my brain where, I might have had a tough time there. And I'm like, I don't know. It should be easy, right? Yeah. So I went over and I'm kind of scouting the area, because I thought I remembered an elite walking around. And I did remember that part correctly. And I'm like, well, he walked by, we should be okay. So then I pulled the mob, and oh my, that mob hit very hard. It wasn't so much the spells that he was doing, but he had thorns on him, and that was just shredding my priest a new one. And I'm like, I got through the first one, and I'm like, no thanks. This is going to take me forever, because it's going to be a dot heal me situation where I can't give up penance to attack the mob. I have to heal me. So I'm like, all right, let's not do this. And I moved on to another quest that I thought was good. It seemed pretty straightforward. Kill, you know, X number of scourgy mobs over an ice crown, like right outside where you do the spiders, like on the next section over. Yeah. So I found one that was off to himself. Fine, perfect, we can get this guy. No, for a priest, that fight was terrible. I was in a fight with one skeleton for at least a cooldown and a half of a Shadow Fiend, so untalented, that was over 3 minutes. The next one, I was in a fight with them for almost 6 minutes, and it came down to me outlasting their mana, because they kept healing themselves to full. And I'm like, oh my god. Ooh. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not doing this. I should have not done this. It was terrible. I wasn't sure about the quest to begin with. But I'm like, we'll be okay. And then, you know, people in my chat were telling me, oh, we'll do this. I'm a priest. I don't really have an interrupt. They're like, well, we'll use your panda thingy. And I'm like, okay. So I tried to hit the racial, but I wasn't timing it fast enough I guess just didn't have the timing right to try to see if it would interrupt that heal. Yeah. I managed to, I couldn't get Shackle Undead off fast enough, because their cast was faster than Shackle Undead, so I couldn't interrupt it that way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the only thing I had left was Psychic Scream, and I did hit it once, and it kind of interrupted it, but then he just kept casting it from where it left off after he popped out of the fear, and I'm like, really? It was terrible. So yeah, if something doesn't feel like it's a good idea, just don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Nobby, would you have to agree, go with your gut is a very, very good tip to adhere to?
Absolutely, yeah. Although, to be fair, I do try and push Peritone a little bit further than he should go as well.
Yeah, but I mean, that's you know, someone else. It's okay. For you, though, for you.
Absolutely.
Kidding, Ferritin. No, he is doing fantastic, which is awesome. But you know what? It's and again, it's one of those things that you can, you know, you find your balance with all of that, which is,
yeah, like Hunter probably could have done it, but yeah, no, I was just like, nope, I'm out.
Yeah,
it was terrible. So yeah, if something doesn't feel like it's a good idea, don't even bother. Just walk away. There's plenty of other places to get experience.
It's and definitely, you know, class can play a big thing into all of that, because what you might be able to do, say, on the Hunter or maybe a Warlock, you come across onto, you know, the Chamois or a Warrior or a Mage, and all of a sudden you'll find, oh, you know, this is not going to work. What can work for one class is not going to work for another class. So, you know, it probably more comes into play for us alcoholics that like to jump around and sometimes forget that, you know, for a moment,
this on this one,
you're not playing a Hunter or a Warlock, and all of a sudden you're like, where's my pet? Oh, I'm a priest. Oh, I don't have one. Yeah, that's not a nice feeling. You're like, where's Voidy? Where's Voidy? Oh, I don't have Voidy. Yeah. So, just, you know, again, if your gut is saying no, walk away. And the good thing about, there are so many zones you can go quest in. So if you don't like that quest,
absolutely,
go somewhere else. There's plenty of places that you can go and pick up more challenge-friendly quests in. So always remember that one. Nobby, now you had a question you wanted to throw at me. So would you like to ask your question, please?
I do, but I just want to roll back to your tips, because I do have one.
Okay.
I put this out in Peritone's Discord when I came across it, and nobody seemed to have heard of it before. Mm-hmm. And then somebody kind of tested it as well. Salty dog crackers. They're a food you can get on the auction house relatively cheap, as in less than a gold a piece, and they are not restricted by level and will fill you up in literally 3 bites.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
salty. What are they called again? Salty?
Salty dog crackers, they are.
Salty dog crackers.
They're a BFA pirate food you usually get off the drops around Freehold. But they are completely without any level restriction, and they heal nice and quick, and there isn't a buff at all. There's no buff on it whatsoever.
Nice. Okay.
That's fascinating. There's no level restriction on that.
Yeah, nothing at all. We've tried it. I tried it on a Lobby, and literally it healed in 2 seconds flat, and then Veth went and tried it on a higher tune as well, and again, they were healed very quickly.
So, Auction House. Auction House, the best place if you've got enough gold to pick some up. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, on a challenge turn, if you've been selling your BOEs that you can't equip, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be high in gold by level 15 or 20 anyway. So, yeah, go and knock yourself out. If they're less than a gold apiece, fill your boots.
Absolutely. All right, might have to look into that. Thank you. That's an awesome tip. All right. Other than that, all right, hit us with your question.
All right, so we've had the Shadowlands announcement and the level squish. And I appreciate your guys are working tirelessly in the background to get your new website up and running. So, with the level squish being announced, will you be launching the website as is and then amending it when the squish comes in? Or are you now going to hold off and bring it out when the level squish is live?
Well, there's been some contention as to it, and I think we're just going to wait until, Shadowlands comes out. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's not. No, I can't even keep it. I can't even keep a straight face. Damn it. Oh, I can't do a poker face. Sorry. No, let's just say that things. Stone, calm the farm, Stone. Calm the farm. I've just given him a heart failure.
Breathe.
Breathe. Yeah, he's probably like, call Carrie, quick. Check your heart. No, it is very, very soon. So, without giving too much away, everyone knows we've got a new website coming on. Minia is working. He has done so much, and it is. It is so close. So when it's done, there will be a lot of things that will go up and that are current, that's needed. That's what we need. So we want the new website up sort of ASAP, which will be hopefully, I'm not going to give time dates because of that, but it is soon. That's the best that I can say. From there, we're going to add in the things that are not the necessities that we need at the moment. We really want to just get the stuff that we need up and get the new website so everyone can see it. So excited. I can't wait. It's like that. So seriously, guys, it is not far away. Not far away to actually going live, but we will let you know. Very, very
Yeah.
soon. Okay. All
From what
right.
I've seen of it, it looks really good. So
No, we're
only
not
seen a
using
little
that
bit of
one.
it,
We're not
but
using that stone. It's soon. It's soon. That's all I'm saying. Yes. And for those Iron Elites that are in our Discord have been seeing some sneak peeks and all of that kind of thing. So, again, there is, Omni is doing amazing work, and we are very, one, grateful and appreciative, but
Yes.
he is the man who is getting all of this organized. So again, Omnia, thank you so much. So that's the best I can tell you, Nobby. Okay, soon.
Yep,
All
thank you.
right, all
Please
right.
do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very. Okay. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to wrap up the show. So any other questions from Nisi, Nobby? Anything that you were going to say? I'm still waiting for Stone. Hopefully, no. Don't DM me, Stone. It's okay. Let me very
It's gonna
soon.
be okay, Stone. It's gonna be
Very
okay.
soon. Yes. It's okay. His heart, he's probably like going, I need to breathe. Sorry, Stone. I should have given you a heads
He's
up. I
gonna
was
be
gonna do
breathing
that.
into a paper bag, hyperventilating, Lita. What did you do to him?
I get a message from Carrie going, what did you do? My husband. Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Hang on. Hang on. Let me do it properly.
Sorry. Sorry.
Anyway, all right, I couldn't resist. Okay, nothing else? Nobby, Nisi, anything we want to add?
Nope,
No,
nothing
I'm
from me
good.
at all.
Okay, all right. So let us hit with the iron light. So we're just gonna wrap up the show now, guys. So, Nisi, I will give you
Yes.
the iron light, please.
Yay, more names to butcher. Okay, so we do thank all of our Iron Elite supporters. Without you, we couldn't do this to the level that we do it at. You help pay for the costs of running the website, and all of it goes towards that, and we greatly, greatly appreciate it, and thank you very much. So, with that being said, we would like to thank the following people: Two Shanks, Aleandris, Asylin, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Daenerys, Dino, Execute, Elby, Fair, Fiesta Taco, Five Iron, Frasley Sparkspan, Gazton, Grand Nagus, Chris W, Chris R, Layla, Lisanne, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Mrs. Miggy, Never Died, Nisi, Oh Canada, Onyx Hammer, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Thelani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tully Bardeen, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Tilia, Alminia, Unamethil, Windima, Zaya, and Zorts.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate all the support. So thank you so very much for that. And it really does help for the website, which is our primary thing. So thank you. Now, as for Stone, Stir, and myself, I always like to do this every week, but honestly, guys, my heart can't even say sometimes in words how much I appreciate what our mods do for us and for the challenges. So we want to say thank you so much to these amazing and wonderful people. So Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zorts, thank you for all of the things you do. Nisi, all of the things you do, thank you. Just saying. But you're again, all of you contribute in ways that make Stirstone and my life so much easier. So we greatly appreciate that. Also, we want to say a huge thank you once again to Alminia, because he is doing so many things for us with the coding and obviously the new website. So Alminia, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciated. Okay, to everyone here in the chat room, listening on the podcast, listening through audio, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that. Now, don't forget, we will be back next week, which will be Saturday, November 23rd at 7 p.m. Always 7 p.m. Eastern, guys. Unless, you know, something's happened, and we'll tweet and let you know. Execute will be joining us next week, and we will find out what he's been up to. So that's very exciting. But for today, Nobby, thank you so much for coming and joining us and sharing your stories. We really appreciate that. And of course, you know, Cowbag, who, you know, helped contribute in a way. We do appreciate that. So thank you for doing that today. Can you tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for having me, first of all. It's been an absolute pleasure to come on for the first time. I'm sure I'll be back. I've popped my WoW Challenges cherry now, so we shall come back, I'm sure. It's been really good fun, guys. I've really enjoyed it, and I do want to reiterate your thanks to the people behind the scenes as well, Alminia and everybody else working on the website, and your mods that do a great job. So yes, I am available on Twitch, Nobby Hall, and also the YouTube channel, again, Nobby Hall, surprise, surprise, and Twitter is Nobby Hall 3. YouTube is where I'm mainly at with video content. A lot of my things are VODs rather than live streams, just because of real life and being able to batch record and then upload over a certain amount of weeks. So yes, that's where I am, guys. Nobby Hall on any of those platforms, you'll find me. Thank you.
Oh, excellent. No, we will make sure that all of that information is up on the website with the blog post and obviously the audio and video for today. So Nobby, thank you. And thank you very much for your kind words as well. We do appreciate that. And you're welcome back anytime. It's been great chatting with you. So we look forward to the next time that we will get you back on for sure. As for us, guys, don't forget, check out wildchallenges.com, which is the website where you can find all of the information. Obviously, Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels, all of that's there. And if you want to listen to the episode, because technically we are a podcast, which is what we are, technically, you can pop over to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio to download the episode. Now, if you want to get in contact with me, the show, whichever, please send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Whether it is tips, tricks, you know, puns, questions, any of that things, not spam. Again, you know, as much as I appreciate the spam email It's just, you know, a nice email, a genuine email would be fantastic. That's, do appreciate those. So thank you for that. Nisi, where can we find you, please?
Oh boy, where can't you find me? So you can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord, of course. That's basically where I live most of the time. Being one of the mods over there, keeping an eye on things. And it's just Nisi over there. I'm on Twitter at NisiBGN. And I do a little bit of streaming, so mostly challenges and a couple other things on the side. And my Twitch channel is NisiBGN as well.
Nice. You did not stream yesterday, yeah?
Yes, I did.
How did that go?
Not bad. We didn't make a total mess of it, but right now I'm working through the following along with Bob Ross's Joy of Painting Season 5. We're doing them on tiny 4x4 mini canvases. We're making things a little bit more challenging by restricting our size, and it wasn't bad. Some of them are more of a hot mess than others, but that one wasn't bad.
Nice. Well, it's like anything, learning. Like your challenge tune, sometimes the learning progress, you know, sometimes it goes fast, sometimes it's not so fast. So, you know, so good luck with that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Nisi does do a fantastic job. We do appreciate that. Okay, where you can find me if you want to check out any of my craziness, pop over to Twitter. I am at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. Constantly, you know, coffee, baking, wow. That's, you know, that's the main three. Is there, oh, Kobe. Four.
I think you need to do a new podcast where you're doing coffee reviews of your area.
Yeah. Okay. Well, stop giving me ideas, Nisi. Damn it. Jeez. Anyway, and don't forget, check out Adventures in Azeroth, which I think Stone, have we got one coming up, or is that next month? Anyway, who knows? Stone will send me a reminder. Adventures in Azeroth is definitely the other one, so you can find us there. And our final thank yous, I might as well hit that over to Nisi, if you can do those for me, please.
Surely. So we would also like to send out very big thank yous to those that do our intro and outro. So for our intro, we would like to thank Mark Honan. Fantastic job. That iconic sound that just screams, oh, the podcast is starting. So if you want to find Mark Honan, he is on Twitter at Mark Honan WoW. And we'd also like to do a big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. And you can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity. And he's also doing the Frozen Nerds podcast.
That's it. Excellent. And again, guys, thank you for what you've done, because I, again, you know, that sound, both when we start and finish the show, I can't imagine. It was good choices.
It
so
wouldn't
thanks,
be
guys.
The same without that intro.
I know. And yes, the intro is definitely very special. We appreciate that. All right, guys. Well, thank you, chat room. Thank you again, everyone that's hanging out. Nobby and Nisi, thank you so much for helping me today. I really appreciate it. Nobby, good luck with all of your challenge tunes, and we look forward to the stories that will come the next time that we have you back on, because that will be a definite. And hopefully Cowbag won't sit and turn your computer off anymore when you're on a challenge turn. That would be...
I'm sure one of them probably will, because that will be the first death, won't it? It'll be like, welcome back, what's happened? Well, I died because one of the cats turned the computer off. You can guarantee that will happen. But thank you very much, guys, for having me. It's been my pleasure as well. Thank you.
That's okay. It's been a lot of fun. Nisi, thank you. Thank you for your help as always. Other than that, guys,
welcome.
Don't forget, stay safe both in and out of game, and have a fantastic week. All right. Say bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.